This is the Midday Market Podcast for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today at midday by Lori Carter of Comstock for our Midday Market discussion. Lori, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, as we have seen the last few days, wheat's leading a nice little rally in the grains, with Kansas City especially. Right now, July Kansas City wheat's up about 9, Chicago wheat's up 4, the corn up 1.5, and soybeans down a couple of cents. So all the excitement in that complex is pretty much focused on wheat, and specifically hard red winter wheat.
And Lori, does that all come down to weather then with regards to hard red winter wheat and what's happening with that specific commodity?
I mean, I think part of it's weather related. It's actually previous weather condition related. It's been really dry in most of the hard red winter wheat growing area, and the wheat is starting to show stress. I think people see it out here, and then even USDA's crop conditions ratings kind of confirmed that earlier in the week. I think there's additionally the factor of short covering, because the fund money has been pretty short that market, so kind of seeing some money kicked out of it.
When we think about the export sales earlier this week, again, it was corn that was the star of the show, and it sounds like Mexico, the big buyer once again?
That's correct, yeah. We had way above the estimated or guesses on the corn sales for last week. Pretty impressive, helping us keep in line with what we need to do to meet or maybe exceed what USDA's projections are for the year so far. So hopefully that continues. We'd had a couple of slower weeks, and they came in this week and made up for it.
Lori, we're also seeing a big rainstorm move its way across the Corn Belt and parts of the Midwest today, and it should continue this weekend. Is this going to be enough of a storm, do you think, to make a difference in the ag marketplace next week?
It should be supportive. There is talk about planting delays, and then expected planting delays based on the forecast of more moisture in some of those areas. So yeah, it shouldn't be anything but supportive to the corn and bean complex, I don't think.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. Movement to the upside for cattle, but hogs in the red. What are we looking at?
Live cattle and feeder cattle both had a couple of nice days up here. Earlier in the week, they gapped up off of a cattle on feed report, came back and filled all those gaps, and now we're trying to move higher again. I would say the most supportive factor would probably be maybe a little better than expected cash fat cattle trade. And then it appears that the fund money, which has been long, both those markets continues to add to that. We aren't at any... nowhere on the chart we haven't been before, but actually looks good, and that in spite of some commentary from one country that put a hold up on importing U.S. beef.
When you think about the cattle market right now, it is an exceptional period of volatility. Do you remember a period like this in the, I guess, recent past, or is this kind of a standalone where the cattle market has just been so volatile?
I would say it's probably unusual in recent history, but I've been doing this a long time, so I have seen it a couple other times where the volatility is extreme. I would say there's probably more spec or investment money involved in it now than there was in those previous time frames. It's on the hogs. They are under pressure, but so far holding the 50-day moving average. So hopefully that technical support continues to hold.
Lori Carter of Comstock, our guest here at Midday. Lori, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can call me at 712-227-1171.
Thanks for the time here today. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
That was Lori Carter with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. At midday, May corn is up 1.5 at 442.5. May soybeans down 3 even at 11.59¾. May soybean meal down $2.20 at $3.41.70. May soybean oil up 20 cents at $45.02. Chicago wheat up 3¼ at $6.05.5. Minneapolis wheat up 3½ at $6.94.5. Kansas City hard red wheat up 8¼ at $6.40¼. May oats up 0.75¢ at $3.67¾. On the Merc, June live cattle up 47 cents at $178.27. May feeder cattle up $1.75 at $2.48 even. May lean hogs down 77 cents at $94.50. May pork cutout unchanged at $105.25. And Class 3 milk down 18 cents at $18 even. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.